High school football team condemned by California district leadership for 106-0 win. By Lara Gwynn on November 1, 2021. Undefeated California football team Inglewood High School was condemned by their own governing body for their 106-0 win over local rival team Inglewood Morningside on Friday, saying that all athletic contests are to be conducted under the strictest code of good sportsmanship, and a score of 106-0 does not represent these ideals. The CFSS condemns, in the strongest terms, results such as these. It is our expectation that the Inglewood administration will work towards putting in place an action plan so that an event such as this does not repeat itself, the California Interscholastic Federation Southern Section, CFSS, told media in response to news of the win. The game included a record-setting number of touchdown passes, including those by star quarterback Justin Martin, who threw 13 touchdowns. In an unfortunate twist, Martin's 13 touchdowns were 2 touchdowns short of tying the national high school record of 15 touchdown passes set by Arthur Smith of Nebraska in 1921. Martin, a 6'4", 210-pound senior, committed to UCLA last week. Martin has broken previous records, Max Preps reported. According to the Cal High Sports record book, he smashed the previous state record of 10 touchdown passes in a game set in 1999 by David Coral of Palisades, Pacific Palisades, the publication said. The Inglewood Morningside Monarchs' 2-8 season is now over. Meanwhile, the Inglewood High School Sentinels, 8-0, under third-season coach Melvin James will move on to play in the Southern Section Division II playoffs. Coach James has not responded to the criticisms, and as Fox News put it, he has the playoffs to prepare for. Coach Brian Collins of Inglewood Morningside, the losing team, called the win a classless move on Saturday. "We know they were better and superior team," Collins said. "I think it was classless, but they're grown men and I'm not going to tell them how to run their program. Go play St. John Bosco and Mater Dei," Collins said, referring to two winning high school football teams in the Los Angeles area. Some criticized the decision to keep players, especially quarterback Justin Martin, in the game. Coach Collins complained, "Throwing the ball for 4 quarters with your starting quarterback just doesn't seem right. Why take the chance of getting him hurt? I wouldn't do that to any team. Keep your quarterback, commit to UCLA and until the end of the game. Taking a chance with an injury," Collins continued. "It wasn't good sportsmanship." Famed college basketball broadcaster Dick Vitale also has strong words about the 106-0 win. "How can the coaching staff of Inglewood HS California feel good about themselves? They beat Morningside HS 106-0. Their QB threw for 13 TDs and while up 104-0 they go for 2. Sickening and a disgrace to the title of coach. Congrats on teaching good sportsmanship. You should be fired." In addition to comments by the CFSS, the Inglewood Unified School District, in which both schools reside, said, "We are saddened beyond words by the events that transpired at the football game Friday between Inglewood and Morningside High Schools, and promised a full investigation so that a similar outcome never happens again." The full statement from the Inglewood Unified School District can be read here. There could be a silver lining to the controversy. Coach Collins told the Los Angeles Times, "I'm going to print out the score real big and put it in the weight room so they can see it every day and use it as a positive reminder." Morningside has been on the other side of this controversy in the past, as the Los Angeles Times reported. In 1990, Morningside's Lisa Leslie scored 101 of her team's 102 points in the first half of a girls' basketball game against South Torrance. South Torrance refused to come back out after halftime to finish the game. The final score was 102-24, the Times concluded.